Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Merrill High School Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We're in between games. The DC Everest girls are 55-44 winners. We'll spend some time in between games with Michaela Poggle and Hannah Tipple. Coach Matt Bullis will also be joining us as we have about 20 minutes before the boys' game tips off. Michaela Poggle, let's start with you. You had a tough defensive assignment. You spent a lot of time matched up down low with Renee Slotik. She looks like she's a real handful.
Yeah, it's hard. You just got to make sure you stay mentally tough and try to stay, like, not let her push you around.
I mean, almost expected that the fouls are going to pile up when you double-team down low a lot. Is that kind of frustrating? You spent a lot of time on the bench as you got into that foul trouble.
It gets frustrating having fouls, but you just cheer for your team and you know they'll pick you up and that they'll be able to do it without you.
And it gets tougher next week. Wausau West is going to be a tough opponent for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. We're just going to play it like any other game, though, and go tough and be there for one another and play hard.
Congratulations on the win. Let's spend a quick moment with Hannah Tipple. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
I think the season becomes a little tougher down the stretch because of the loss to Marshfield. We talked about
that on Tuesday night.
So how is the team's mindset now, knowing that the stretch run is a little tougher than it would have been otherwise?
Well, every game is important, but making sure we win our home games is really important, and we want to win all the ones on the road. So it just puts a bigger target on our backs, but we know we can do it.
How much of a difference is it for the team when you have to play in a road environment here? Got a lot of fans that came out here versus when you play at home. You know there's going to be a big crowd for Wausau West. Do you guys feel it when the crowd's behind you and you got a lot of support?
Coach always tells us to not let the crowd get the best of us. Always play your own game and always focus on what needs to be done.
Congratulations. Thanks for joining us postgame. DC Everest coach Matt Bullis will be joining us as well as his Evergreens 55-44 win. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you.
What was going on during that spurt in the third quarter? That really was the difference. It looked like turnovers were cut down a lot from the first half to the second half.
Yeah, I think that first half, Merrill really dictated our offense and where we were running our offense. They did a really nice job, and that was one of the things we talked about at halftime, is we just needed to be more ball tough and run our offense, you know, within the confines that we wanted to run it. And then I think we rebounded a little bit better. I thought they rebounded much better than us in the first half, and I think that was one of the better quarters we've played all year.
Even though she's a pain in the neck, I appreciate seeing a great player, and Renee Slotik is fabulous.
Oh, absolutely. I talked to Coach Yushka this week. She needed 32 points to reach 1,000, so we talked about that, and she missed a whole season. So, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. Renee's a great player, and that's why she's got a Division I full ride.
Now, the fouls piled up as you guys double-teamed. I thought Michaela Poggle did a really good job, but it's tough when you get into foul trouble. And then you had to kind of manage some of the fouls that piled up down low towards the second half.
Yeah, they called a lot of fouls, but they called it both ways. They were consistent, which, if they're consistent, that's fine. I would have liked, for them to play a little bit more, but, it was fine. We managed them all right. Michaela did a nice job on Renee, as she does on most of the kids she plays. So, luckily, we survived and came out on the right end.
Because of the loss to Marshfield last week, the stretch becomes a little bit tighter for your team now. I mean, you could have been playing for no worse than a tie tonight. That'll wait until next week. Does the team feel the pressure ratcheted up a little bit because the road to the conference title is a little bit tougher now?
Yeah, I think, it is tougher, obviously. But we haven't shied away from it. We've talked about it a little bit, but, we're trying to take it one game at a time. If we would have lost tonight, I would have been a little concerned. But, we have West on Friday, who's a great team. And they've dealt with some injuries and whatnot. But we have one loss. Marshfield's got two. Marshfield has to play West and Merrill yet. So they've got quite a stretch run that they need to get through.
Does having to feel a little bit of pressure for your team, does that actually work to your advantage as you look to games ahead in the state tournament where you know there are going to be tough games, where after another week and a half, there's no tomorrow. There's no margin for error.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does help us. It's nice to be in big games. I told them tonight, embrace the moment. This is fun. This is why you play basketball or you play athletics, is to be in big games. So, don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of the moment. Embrace it. And, our regional sectional is as tough as any in the state. We were looking at it this week, and we could play Wausau West or Marshfield or Eau Claire North in the first round. And, there's not a gimme in our regional at all. So, it's good for us to have these games.
congratulations on the win, 55-44. We'll see your team again on Friday night, and if you're coming out to the Fieldhouse, the girls have the second game of that doubleheader next week against Walsall Athletics Friday night for the boys and girls game. Congratulations, Coach. We're about 10 minutes away from our boys' basketball coverage coming up. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll look at our girls' leading scorers from the 55-44 win over Merrill. Back in two on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. Toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
We are Buckhorn!
Welcome back to the Merrill Fieldhouse as we are going to wrap up our girls' basketball coverage. Evergreen girls defeat the Merrill Blue Jays 55-44. I'm Chris Conley. Let's take our leading scorers in stride. Renee Slotik leads all scorers with 23 points. 5 baskets from the floor and 13 of 16 from the free throw line. She hit 11 of 12 in the fourth quarter, literally kept her team in the game as best she could down the stretch. Other scorers for Merrill: Mariah Tureen had 11, 5 for Dawn Leland, 3 for Morgan Marnholtz, and 2 for Regan Beyer. Only 5 in the scoring column for the Merrill Blue Jays. More balanced attack for the DC Everest Evergreens, led by Taylor Hodell with 22 points. And Taylor was 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Taylor Hodell, who sat out a good part of the fourth quarter with foul trouble, was able to stay in the game with those 4 fouls. Taylor Hodell paces the Evergreens 22 tonight. Mackenzie Matthews had 10 for DC Everest, 7 for Caitlin Small, which I believe is a season high, 5 for Hannah Tipple. We heard from Hannah in the postgame show. Haley Kroll had 4. Michaela Poggle had 4. And 3 for Molly Tice. The Evergreens were 23 of 33 from the free throw line. The win brings the Evergreen girls to 9-1. And again, should Marshfield lose tonight against Wisconsin Rapids, the Evergreens girls will have clinched no worse than a tie for the Valley Conference title. The Merrill Blue Jays no longer control their own destiny. The Blue Jays fall to 6-3 in Valley play and 11-6 overall with the loss. That's going to do it for our girls' basketball coverage. Girls winners, 55-44. We will be back after a 4-minute break, and then we'll begin our boys' basketball coverage. DC Everest against Merrill. Back in 4 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.